Welcome to this week's Glancing at the Stars. I don't know about you, but I've experienced some moments of stress recently that caused me to contract around the demands that life so readily provides. I'm not really complaining, though, since these pressurized periods are a great reminder of the illusion that is this world we inhabit. Of course, it's easier for me to convey this right now since I woke up, again, to what I already knew yesterday evening. Up until then, I had been engaged most of this week in solving my problems and taking them all so seriously. I teach this stuff in my astrological practice, and yet sometimes I forget to practice what I teach. So what exactly am I talking about, and how does it apply to astrology? Here is the basic perspective I consistently present to clients and students. It is that each of us has the power and the freedom to choose our attitude towards the planetary cycles affecting us, no matter how they manifest. And manifest they do. For those with a more advanced understanding of the language of astrology, I suggest that you can choose how you intend to experience the planetary cycles. This requires knowledge of the meanings of the planets, as well as awareness of the upcoming cycles, and then selecting a positive or useful attribute of the particular transiting planet that activates your life. You can then prepare yourself in any number of ways to get the most out of even those extreme energetic influences. For example, let's take the planet Pluto, which is arguably the most intense of the transits or planetary cycles. I talked about it last week. If you know that a Pluto transit is upcoming, say it will contact your natal sun, then you might say something like this to yourself. Okay, I know that it's likely I will be transformed in fundamental and far-reaching ways. Therefore, I intend to embrace that change because I will be stronger and wiser after it's over. So this is the first step, to set an intention on how to approach an upcoming Pluto transit to your sun. Then you might prepare further by honestly looking at yourself and assessing the depth of your personal fulfillment and expression of your true identity. To the extent that you are happy with who you are and your ability to show that, then you might anticipate that the Pluto transit will compel you to go further than you have before. If you don't know yourself well or find yourself unfulfilled in manifesting your identity, you might take this time, before the transit begins in earnest, to consider what you really love to do and how to make it a reality. Then, when the Pluto transit arrives, you may have the power available to make it happen. Of course, there are no guarantees that the script you write will go according to plan. Scripts rarely do. However, it is working with the energy, rather than merely reacting or feeling victimized by it, that will make a significant difference with every cycle that occurs. I live by it, and my life is easier for it, even if I do forget sometimes to direct the energy rather than to be consumed by it.